Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Paige Wachowski, a junior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna, where tonight the homestanding Rockets take on the Rushi Raiders in an important early season Shelby County League boys contest. Anna coming in 2-2 overall, 1-2 in the Shelby County League. Rushi 4-1 in 5 games, unbeaten 2-0 in league play. It's an important game for the Anna Rockets. Anna wants to avoid a third loss in league action. It's at home, and in order to compete for the Shelby County League title, you've got to win every single game if you can at home. Rushi, perfect in league play, would like to remain so. Obviously, the Raiders consider to be one of the front runners, along with Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, and Fairlawn. And Rushi is right there, having owned a victory against Jackson Center, 41-31, in a game we covered earlier on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, you never know when these two teams get together. 6 of the last 8 times they played, the road team has won. Anna plays Rushi very, very good at least once each season. Rushi plays Anna very, very good at least once each season. The challenge for the Rockets offensively, lost 80-85% of their scoring production due to graduation last year, although Seth Rowe, a 6'5 sophomore, has been infused into the starting lineup by head coach Nathan Barhorst. He's playing very well. And Mason Platfoot came off the bench, gunned in 5 threes in a recent Anna win. That's just what the Rockets need. Look for Rowe and Platfoot to be cogs in this game tonight. Wyatt Vensman is doing more scoring as of late. Anna will be without Joel Cathcart, who has played well in the Rockets' first few games. He's missing tonight, a foot injury, day-to-day, could be back in a week or so. But Anna not as balanced as the Raiders. Rushi in a recent game, Chuck, against Arcanum, a 56-45 win. Cordonier had 9, Sherman 11, Monier had 6, Dayport 10, Kearns 8, Tebby 9. You can't get any more balanced than that And that's the M.O. for the Rushi Raiders this year.
Well, yeah, there are no superstars on Rushi, but there are a lot of good basketball players.
Yep.
They have played together from the time they were freshmen. They won.
Uh-huh.
And they expect to do that. Defensively, they are outstanding. And they did a mammoth job on Jackson Center last Friday with that basketball game. And tonight, especially if Cathcart's not going to play, they're going to have to get some threes out of Frilling. Bethesda's going to have to play well, and one of those two is going to be defended by Drew Sherman, who is as good a defender on the ball as anybody in the league.
And he blanked Jackson Center's hot shot guard in the game we covered in the last week.
Well, he scored 3 points in the game, but he got the player of the game for Rushi because he held Bryce Sosby scoreless, and not only did he hold him scoreless, I think the kid only got two shots off against him.
Spencer Cordon, your second year at the helm of the Rushi program, succeeding longtime head coach Paul Bremigen one season ago. Spencer has done a fine job guiding the Rushi program. As you mentioned, the defense every bit as solid, if not better, than it was when Paul was the head coach.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, they're not huge.
Right.
They have good length all across. They've got shooters. They've got Dylan Cordon, who can just shoot lights out. They got Jack Dapor, is a great three-point shooter and has become a more all-around offensive player, not just a three-point shooter like he was last year as a sophomore. Daniel Kearns is really coming around as a post player, 6'4" sophomore. And then Colt Tebby at 6'2", still really is effective in the paint. And at 6'2", you wouldn't think that, but that kid he just plays really, really hard. And he and Wildermuth last week had quite a battle, the two of them. It got ugly a couple of times, but there was a lot of banging, pushing, and shoving going on.
Yeah, I'd like to put Chevy of Rushi, Burning of Fort Loramie, in the hard-nosed class in the Shelby County League.
I thought you were going to say put him in a cage. I'd like to see that, too, a cage match.
That's good. Let's cut some slack for the Anna Rockets, having played against Fort Loramie and Jackson Center already in league action. Nonetheless, if Anna is to be in the picture heading into the second round, Anna needs to hold home court here tonight, that's for sure.
They can't fall three games behind, which is what would happen in the loss column if they get beat tonight. And we saw them against Loramie, and I have to admit that I'm sitting there thinking, that's not a very good basketball team. But two things about that. They're young with, like you said, a lot of their scoring's gone,
right,
and they're trying to find the mix that they need to be able to score. And secondly, Fort Loramie's a really good basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Head coach Nathan Barhorst of Anna says his club has made strides. We are going to see how many strides. Big contest tonight here against Rushi. A resounding win by Anna over New Knoxville, 56-33. And a lopsided triumph against Houston, 73-41, as a noted Blackfoot off the bench. 5 threes in that game to net 19. And Benzman scored 18 points, 4 threes, in the 23-point win on the road at New Knoxville. We didn't see that by Anna in the opener at Fort Loramie. Didn't necessarily expect to, but it's coming around. Rockets need that from the perimeter tonight and hope to get something from sophomore 6'5" Seth Rowe on the inside.
Well, that would be a big help for them if they can get Rowe playing on the inside, because that's where they kind of struggle right now. But one thing that we haven't talked about is the JV game. Wow. That was one. Rushi had the lead. Anna came back, took a two-point lead. Rushi had a shot at the buzzer to tie it. That was one of the best JV basketball games that I've watched in years.
Yeah, final score, Anna 53, Rushi 51 in the preliminary tilt. Roddy Huelskamp had 13 to lead Anna. He was backed up by Cameron Stewart, who had 12. For Rushi, leading scorers, 12 each. Carter Francis and Mason Dapor, they had a dozen points apiece for Rushi in a dynamite junior varsity tilt. It was 35-33 at the half. 68 points scored between the two clubs in the initial two quarters.
Yeah, it was a heck of a basketball game. And sometimes JV games are close, but that was a well-played, close basketball game.
Shelby County League boys standings heading into play tonight. Fort Loramie on top, 3-0. Rushi right behind, 2-0. As we mentioned a week ago, those two clubs play at the end of each round and will close out the regular season against each other. Who knows? Those two contests could very well decide the league championship, although Fairlawn and Jackson Center for sure will have something to say about that. Taking a look at the girls' standings, Chuck, 8-0, Botkins. According to my research, only boys or girls team in the state of Ohio, 8-0 at this point in the middle of December.
Well, it's really fun to see them do that. They've had some down years. Last year they were really young and really came around in the tournament. And we watched them play at Sydney and thought, you know, this is going to be a pretty good basketball team next year. But and they have turned out to be. Mm-hmm. The thing that's kind of scary is I saw the score of the Tri-Village and Houston game. They beat them by 62 points.
Wow.
That must be a juggernaut.
Jackson Center girls also unbeaten in league play, 2-0, 4-0 overall. Of course, last year, these Anna Rockets boys were 9-3, tied for second with Jackson Center in the Shelby County League, but somewhat of a rebuilding year, at least at the start of the campaign, for head coach Nate Barhorse Rockets. If you want to catch Anna in this 2016-17 campaign, you'll want to go up against them early in the season, I guarantee you. Anna will gain traction as this season moves along.
Well, Nate Barhorse is a very good coach. And he knew what he was getting into this year with this group of kids. Lost all that inside scoring that they had last year. And they've had to adjust how they want to play. But the fact that they're 2-2, it, to me, speaks volumes for where they're going to get.
Yeah, good point. Anna and Rushi split last year. Anna won here by 12. Rushi won by 15 at Rushi. But in the three succeeding years, believe it or not, Anna won the three games of Rushi in the three previous seasons before 15-16, and Rushi won the three games at Anna. So don't know how much home court means. I think for the younger Anna team, it could be an advantage on which the Rockets can build, playing before their home crowd and home pep band, which you'll hear striking up in the background all night long.
Yeah, I mean, they get the excitement of playing at home, and that helps a young team for sure.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors on the web with us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Anna against Rushi, Shelby County League Boys Basketball, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, or I should say Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which underwrites our halftime. And the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fish is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting lineups, opening tip, our next, Rushi at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we also extend gratitude to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. As well, primary eye care associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primary eye care at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Starting lineup for the home-standing Anna Rockets, Nathan Frilling at a wing, 6 feet 3 inches tall, a senior. Wyatt Benjamin at guard, 6'2", a junior. Seth Rowe gets the starting nod in the middle, 6 feet 5 inches tall, a sophomore. Griffin Dosek, a sophomore at a wing, 6 feet 2 inches tall. And the fifth starter is Drew Schmitz, a 6 foot 4 inch junior. Look for Mason Blackfoot to come off the bench. Joel Cathcart out tonight with a foot injury. For the Rushi Raiders, Dylan Cordonier at guard, 6 feet tall, a senior. Drew Sherman, the defensive ace, 5'10", a senior at guard. Cole Tebby in the middle, 6'2", a senior. He's joined by Jack Depour on a wing, 6'3", a junior. And Daniel Kearns at center, 6'4", a sophomore. Chuck, interesting to note, both teams with 10th grade post players starting out this game tonight.
Right. Both teams pretty young.
And the Rockets win the opening tap. Benjamin's got the ball in the right wing. Bounces baseline right. Gives it up on the play to teammate Schmitz. Back out to Benjamin. It looks over the Rushi defense. Benjamin picked up by Cordonier, 25 feet away. Left side pass goes to Frilling. Rockets have run 30 seconds off the clock here at the start. Ball thrown to Benjamin. Far side of the floor to Frilling. Foul line extended left. Here's a jump shot away. Good. Right on target. Drew Schmitz. Foul line extended left at the elbow. Dropped it through, and it's good to see him get off the snide early. He's had difficulty producing points. Good beginning for Schmitz. 2-0 Anna. Here is Rushi down the floor, throwing to the foul line. Shake and bake move by Tebby. Pulls up right in front. Missed the 7-footer. Hard-earned rebound up and in. Cole Tebby doing what he does best, Chuck. Boy, he is a warrior on the glass.
Yeah, for 6'2", he's quite an inside player.
Game tied at 2, a minute 15 gone. Here's Seth Rowe back to the basket in the lane. Goes to work on his counterpart, sophomore Daniel Kearns. Off to the right on the shot, rebounded by Rushi. Long upcourt pass thrown to Deporat, back to Tebby. Loops to Sherman in the right corner, filling on him. Two apiece, 90 seconds gone, first quarter. Ball bounced to Sherman, foul line. Left side, Daypore takes aim from three-point land, left it short, long rebound, ricochets right back to Rushi. Dumped down inside to Kearns, up with the left hand, missed it over Frilling, hit the back iron, and a player tumbles down on the rebound, foul against Rushi.
Drew Smith was a really good JV player last year for Ant. He just needs to get some confidence now playing on the varsity.
And with Cathcart out, Schmidt needs a double-figure game tonight for Anna, that's for certain. Token pressure in backcourt by Rushi, trying to disrupt the flow of Anna, which does work the ball into the half court, but it's lost at the timeline, raked away by Sherman, and then a foul on the play by Anna. Jumping back in late to commit the personal was Griffin Dosek. 6:06 to go in the first, game tied at 2. Daypore between the circles gives on the play to Cordonier. He negotiates the lane, then flips it back out on the arc to Kearns. Near side, Daypore. Left corner, Cordonier. Kearns catches head of the key. Dosek on Daypore in the right flank. Ball looped across the top of the key to Cordonier. Off balance drive, forced one up, missed it long. Rebound, Anna. Down to Frilling. Pulls up on the 3-point line, hit the rim, bounced away, and Rushi got the rebound. We're stuck at 2-2. We played 2.5 minutes. Slow start offensively. Cordonier's got the ball, gave up his dribble, and reaching in to swat it free is Benzman. He darts down the floor, 2-on-1, gives to Frilling. Frilling off balance, overshoots, but he's bumped by Rushi. Two free throws, Nathan Frilling for the Anna Rockets.
That was the correct call. It was a late call, but the correct call.
5:25 left opening period. Shot by Frilling, dead on, swish, he hits. Anna up a point, second free throw here by Frilling. Couple of dribbles. Front of the rim, missed it short, like his three-point try. Rebound down to Rushi. Ball flipped out ahead to Sherman. Down to the trailer, Cordonier near the timeline. Benzman on him. Anna in a man-to-man. Dribbling outside the arc on the left is Cordonier. Hangs on. Coming out to catch is Sherman. Sherman puts it on the deck. In traffic in the lane. A hard drive to the basket. Scoop to the end. Oh, a nice play. Well done by Sherman of Rushi. 4-3. Raiders up a point. Frilling way out on the arc. Skips it cross court to Benzman, who hoists up a three. Off the rim, way up in the air, over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Well, Benzman and Frilling have had very good looks. Nobody around them on their three-point tries.
Yeah, they need to knock some of those down.
Rushi forecourt left. Daypore sizes up a bomb. Swish, he's got it. 23-footer for Jack Daypore. He was on target. 7-3 Raiders. Here is Dosek in the forecourt to Schmitz between the circles. Near side pass to Benzman. Straight away, Dosek dribbles down the left side of the lane. Flips into the middle to Rowe. Rowe ducks under, then puts one up high off the glass from 5 feet. Missed it, no good. Rebound knocked to the timeline. Saved by Benzman. Scattered floor. Dosek open, baseline right. Shot it hard. Weak side rebound by Anna, but a travel call against the Rockets.
Yeah, Rowe needs to relax a little bit. He's had a couple of pretty good looks at it, and he's just not getting himself squared up to shoot the basketball.
Here come the Rushi Raiders up and over the timeline, ahead by 4, 7-3. Out back at Daypore, right side to Sherman. Sherman to the post, back to Sherman, right back in the middle, trying to squeeze off a short shot. Underneath the rim is Kearns, and a couple of Rockets are on his shoulders. It's a two-shot foul for Kearns of Rushi. He is a quickly improving sophomore. He's a left-hander, hard to guard. He's rangy. High arching foul shot, nothing but cord. 8-3, Raiders up by 5. Good start for Rushi. 3:47 to go in the opening quarter. Seth Rowe to the bench for Anna. Second free throw, in and out by Kearns. Oh, look at Tebby go to work on the offensive glass. He managed to fight that ball away from a Rocket beneath the rim, and then Anna touched it last, out of bounds to the Raiders. Ball lobbed into Tebby. Low post left on the arc to Dayport. Shot fake. Pulls up at the elbow. Missed it off the heel. Rebound kicks out on the play to Anna. Rosa quickly down the floor. Nearly a walk committed by the Rockets. Ball given up on the arc to Platfoot. Coming out to catch straight away, Austin Foate, who's in the game now, 6'1 junior. Shot fake, three-point Lambert Platfoot. Baseline left, Foate. He loops up a lefty, a long two, short, no good. Look at Frilling come to the glass from his guard spot. He got the offensive rebound and stuck it in.
That upsets coaches when you see somebody come from the perimeter and get a rebound like that.
8-5, Rushi by three. Oh, high-low action. Dayport on the wing. Threw it over the top of Schmitz. Down inside to Tebby. Oh, it was a beautiful toss. Excellent assist. Tebby on the finish. He's rewarded with the 2 points, but he'll thank his teammate for that pass inside. And Tebby's goal counts. It's a plus one. He was tapped on the arm as he laid it through. 10-5 Raiders. 3:01 to go, first quarter. Dayport comes out for Rushi. Ethan Monier in, 5'11 senior. Cole Tebby pounds the ball on the floor. He's at the stripe. His foul shot is hard. It hit the back rim, went way up in the air, and it plummeted right down through. It swished. That's what he'll tell everybody tomorrow. It swished.
It did swish.
And the lead for Rushi is stretched out to 6, 11-5. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. Benzman up and over the timeline. Right side pass to Frilling. Frilling gets a screen 20 feet away from Foate. He's moving, and the official detects it. Offensive foul, Rockets.
Yeah, you got to stand, and if they don't use you as a screen, it doesn't do any good to stick a leg out, which is what happened that time.
Uh-huh. That was the proper call. Rushi's got the ball in backcourt. It's Cordonier dribbling up against Frilling. Between the circles. Bounces high post. Push off from behind. That was Hunter Kohi in off the bench for Rushi. He caught the ball back to the basket. And he was pinched from the backside.
Austin Foden has two quick ones on him. He's going to have to go sit down again.
Yep. Seth Rowe back on the floor for the home team. Rockets in the white from top to bottom. Green numerals. Green Rockets across the front. Rushi the road blue. Gold numbers, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. And Rushi in gold across the chest. Here's Hunter Kohi, top of the circle, right side pass to Sherman. 2:27 to go first quarter, Rushi up six. Here's Monier entering to Kohi, he's doubled, low post left. Gets around a player, shot it in traffic, high off the glass. Good deflection by Anna. Here come the Rockets, forecourt right. 2:12 left in the first, 11-5 Rushi. Benzman dribble drive through the lane. Leaner in front. Oh, I think that was altered by the taller Kohi. Rushi's got the ball, and the Raiders throw it away. Intercepted by Rowe to Benzman. Whirling, twirling. Look at him go to work. What a play by Wyatt Benzman. He dribbled the last 30 feet. He would not be denied. Big goal by Anna. Rockets within 4, 11-7. Dylan Cordonier, 25 feet away, coming out to catch Sherman. Right side, Monier. Goes baseline on the play to Kearns with his back to the basket. And the official on the far side of the floor has an offensive foul against the Raiders.
Boy, I thought that could have got that could have easily been called a double foul. Because, boy, they were just banging each other in the lane.
Who did it go against on Rushi, Chuck? Was it Kearns?
They called it on Kohi.
Kohi picked up the foul. The ball was entered to Kearns. And Kohi picked it up on the opposite side of the paint. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 11-7 Rushi. Near side pass to Frilling. Frilling guarded by Monier, 25 feet away. Bounces to Benzman between the circles. High post pass to Rowe. He bobbled it, got it back. Threw it left side to Flatfoot. He hoists up a three ball. Bullseye, he's got it. A long bomb by Anna. Flatfoot nets it. 11-10 Rockets. They've tallied five in a row. They're within one. Minute left in the first quarter. Here's an arching three-point shot by Monier straight away for Rushi. It hit the back iron. Bounce through the corner. Kohi catches up to it, but he slides over the sideline. And a ball. Rockets down one.
So Roe's wearing 41 because right. In the first game he was 13. I just took it out of my book.
Yep, you had a number change for Seth Roe.
There we go.
The sophomore post player for Anna. Two straight field goals by the Rockets. And Anna's within a point, 11-10, 53 seconds to go first quarter. Top of the circle, Roe. Roe lost the ball near the timeline, fumbled it away. Rushi got it. Here come the Raiders. 2-on-1 in traffic, pulling toward the basket for Rushi. Is Drew Poling, the 6'1 senior, in off the bench. He forced the action, made sure he was contacted. He attracted the two-shot foul. Roe lost the handle for Anna. And Rushi earns two free throws down to her left as a result. 45.9 to go first quarter, 11-10 Raiders. Poling dips his knees and connects. Fouled in the act of shooting, he hits a pair. 12-10 Rushi. You get the feeling Chuck Kent is going to have to make a fairly significant number of outside jump shots and a handful of threes. Number two free throw by Poling. Around it out to the left. And a hard-nosed rebound by Schmidt to the Rockets. He was a bull on the board that time. Up ahead to Benzman. A two-pointer ties. A triple gives Anna the lead. Here's Frilling, baseline right. He's checked. First cross-court to Benzman. He goes along the boundary. All the way to the rim. In for two. Couple of sterling drives here in the first quarter by Benzman of Anna. And we are even at 12. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Monier, right wing for Rushi. Out on top, two for Donier. Dillon's got it. Head coach Spencer for Donier. Signals a play. 9 seconds left. Dillon's got some room. He drives down the left side of the lane. Laid it up with the left on the rim. It came off. Tie up on the rebound. And Rushi will keep it, benefiting from the arrow with 5.1 to go in the quarter. Tied up at 12. Baseline, 10 feet to the left of the basket. Cordonier inbounds to Tebby. Right back to Cordonier. It's clawed away by Schmitz. 3 seconds left. Picked up by Frilling. A long over the backboard heave by Anna at the end of the period. Rockets came back from 6 down. We're tied up at 12 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 12, Rushi 12. We're set to start the second quarter. Say, don't forget, Goffney Furniture has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website, Goffney Furniture, for more savings. Take advantage of the coupon there for dollars off. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Up the second quarter underway for the Rockets. A good start to period number two. A drive down the right wing by Mason Flatfoot of Anna, fouled in the act of shooting, and he calmly drops in two free ones. And Rushi, which once led in this game 11-5, is now down 14-12.
Well, they came out of the timeout and ran a back screen for Flatfoot, and he got fouled on the drive, got him 2 points.
Dylan Kerdiner, 25 feet away for the Raiders, on top to Cole Debbie, into the post to Kearns. He swirls with the left hand and kisses one in off the window.
You cannot let him catch the ball that deep, you're in trouble.
Yep. I like that left-hand shot of his, Chuck. Real difficult to defend, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, you're not used to defending a...
Here's Seth Rowe down low to the right for Anna. He's bottled up, and he hoists one toward the rim from 4 feet away. His back was to the basket, left it short, no good. Rushi got the easy rebound. Game tied at 14. Kearns, last trip down for the Raiders, got the field goal. He's got the ball at the elbow on the left. On the arc to Dayport, shot fake. He drives around a couple of Anna players. A hacking foul called on the attempt at the basket by Dayport of Rushi. Two free throws coming. Game tied at 14. 1:03 gone here in the second period. Jack Dayport, very strong free throw shooter, flexes the knees and rattles one in. 15-14, Rushi up a point. Raiders led early, 8-3, 11-5. Anna was up a moment ago, 14-12. Second shot, Dayport is on the money, too. Four straight points for the Raiders, who lead it 16-14. Here's pressure in backcourt for Donyer and Kearns against Benzman, who comes up the floor, throws a long one for Schmitz, a 50-foot heave to Schmitz, low on the left. The ball banged off the rim, the backboard, and the Raiders came away with a turnover. Down the floor to Dayport. Shot fake, runs into the lane, gives that back to Sherman. He sizes up a three, missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Filling of Anna. He glides down the floor, nobody stops him. Filling all the way to the rack, no good. Stick back Rowe, and he's chopped up on the arm. Two free throws for Rowe of Anna. That's Osborne. I'm sorry. Osborne in the game now for the Rockets. I tell you what, Nathan Barhorst has been hiding these big men. Of course, we didn't see them against Fort Laramie, did we, Chuck?
Osborne got a couple of minutes. Rowe didn't play much at all.
No. Free throw by Osborne is off the mark, no good. Nathan Osborne, 6'8", a senior. That one is right on target. 16-15, Rushi up a point, 6:27 left to go here in the second quarter. And it was clearly undersized in its opener against Fort Laramie. And head coach Nathan Barhorst is using more of Seth Rowe, a sizable sophomore, and Nathan Osborne, who's a 6'8 senior off the bench. Rushi doesn't connect on a long three-pointer, and the Rockets come away with a rebound. Here's Blackfoot to Osborne. Foul line, Jay, way short. Rebound, Frilling. Oh, what a save, Chuck. Nice job, Frilling.
Heck of a job.
He leaped in the air at the Rushi cheerleaders, got the ball before it hit the floor out of bounds, and flipped it in off a Raiders leg.
I used to get on my kids. If you got a chance to grab the ball, even if you know it's going out of bounds, you need to go grab it because that's what happens if you don't.
Here's Wyatt Benzman, open 17-foot look behind the screen. He caught the inbounds pass, and he swished it. Boy, was he available. Nobody around him. And I guarantee you, four times out of five, Benzman will drop that one in.
He's a good shooter in great form.
Anna up a point, 17-16. High-low action from the right wing by Rushi, lobbing down into Tebby. Boy, the Raiders have gone to the well a few times on that play tonight. Tebby caught it down low. Anna had no choice but to smack him on the shoulder. And Cole Tebby's got two free throws coming with 5:38 to go in the second quarter. And Anna up one. Anna still up one. Shot by Tebby at the front rim, rolled to the back, and fell off.
Picking up some fouls now, the Rockets are. They've got 18 fouls and a couple of guys with 2 fouls each.
Who have two for Anna so far, Child?
They've got Blackfoot and Schmitz, and somebody went out earlier with the 2 fouls.
Yeah, both foul shots by Rushi, no good. Each one off the mark. Anna got the rebound, dribbled to midcourt. Rockets call a timeout, up one. 5:32 left till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift. from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
We have 5 minutes, 32 seconds left to be played here in the second quarter. Anna leads Rushi by a point, 17-16. Rockets got off to a sluggish beginning in this game. Trailed by 6 points late in the first quarter. Anna does have three young men with a couple fouls each. Flatfoot, Schmitz, and Foat all with a pair. 18 fouls on the Rockets. Rushi is in the 1-and-1 at this point. Schmitz with his back to the basket goes to Osborne, 25 feet away. Near side to Benzman. On the arc to Filling. Little pick and roll with Osborne. Down inside of the big man. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Up there by Dosik. No good. Dosik again. He's hammered on the arm. Two free throws for Anna. Yeah, Rockets crashing the offensive glass.
That's six offensive rebounds now.
Osborne attracted a couple defenders from Rushi, and that allowed Dosik to slide in underneath. Low block left. He snatched the offensive board. Deserves two free throws. He was walloped on the shot. First free throw, dead center. Second one, perfect as well. Anna out shooting Rushi at the charity stripe so far. 19-16, Rockets up three. Anna's biggest bulge. Just over five to play, second quarter. Right wing, Manya Ferrucci. Dribbles through the top of the key. Near side, it goes to Sherman. Sherman, foul line, stops his dribble, goes to Hunter Coe. Looks for the back cutter. Manya, he's not there. On the arc, Sherman. Sherman dribbles, dribbles. And right now, stymied is the Rushi offense. Spencer Codagna, head coach of the Raiders, wants a timeout. 4:50 to halftime. Anna ahead by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Year number 11, early on in the basketball season of 2016-17. Scoresbroadcast.com is presented to you in excess of 1,000 sports contests in the eastern part of the MAC in the Shelby County League. We've enjoyed doing it. And we're off and running a new basketball season here in December 2016. Raiders with the ball on offense to her left, running a play, a pattern set up by head coach Spencer Cordonier after the timeout. And a hooking foul called against Anna. Is that somebody's third in this game, Chuck?
Drew Schmitz just picked up his third.
Three fouls for Drew Schmitz. He sits. He's been plagued with foul difficulty this year. Daniel Kearns at the stripe, the left-hander Ferrucci, shoots it and makes it. It hit the front rim backboard. Her pluck. It fell in there. 19-17, Anna ahead by two. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Second free throw by Kearns. Slightly open stance at the foul line. Left foot ahead of the right. And he buries the second as well. Scoreboard hasn't registered the point yet. 19-18, there it is. And up one. Long three-pointer filling. Right flank. Got a good feed from Benjamin who drove in and out of the shot. Rebound laid up by Anna. Missed. Inside again. Missed. Rockets crash the glass. We may have a tie-up in the paint. Let's see what's been called. It is a jump. And the arrow will allow the Raiders to get the basketball.
Wow, I don't know how they missed those.
Wow, Seth Rowe had one, hit the backboard every inch of the rim and spun out. Tough breaks there for the Rockets, filling with a needless foul. 65 feet from the basket in backcourt against Dylan Cordonier. That's two on Frilling, and Dylan Cordonier gets two at the stripe.
That's one on Frilling. Yeah, I was telling you, there's a two-shot foul now.
It is that. Elbow bonus. And number two, Dylan Cordonier shoots him. And he rimmed it. Is that the first foul on Nathan Frilling?
Yes, that was his first.
Number one on Nathan. In the double bonuses, Rushi, 10,000, and a second shot. Dylan Cordonier in the air. Got it. And we are tied up 19-all. Three free throws by Rushi in the Raiders' last four attempts to draw even in this contest. Here's filling right side of the floor for Anna. Overplay by Daypour, who nearly clotted away from Nathan Frilling. Ball rolled out of bounds. Rockets possession. Half the second quarter gone. 4 minutes to go. We're tied up at 19. Looking to throw in is Benjamin from out of bounds. Oh, a great toss to Seth Rowe. He threw it opposite all the way across the floor over top the Rushi defense, and Rowe caught it and dropped in a four-footer. Boy, Benjamin's made some nice passes in this game. Two-point lead, Anna. Here's Rushi coming right back at it. Side to Kearns. Blocked on the play. Wow, nice job on the inside. Well done by Osborne. He put the cram on Kearns. And here's high-low again by Anna. Benjamin on the outside. Overshoots the pass on the interior. Rockets get it back to the corner. Thrown to Frilling 20 feet away. Frilling dives into the lane. Near side it goes to Rowe. Now back out to Benjamin. And he resets the attack. 3:12 left in the half. Two-point lead, Anna. Coming out to catch is Osborne. Here's Benjamin 20 feet away. Straightaway Platfoot. He probes the middle down the lane. A lot of contact. He might have charged. Yep, offensive foul. Good idea by Platfoot. He needed to pull up maybe a step sooner and try the 10-foot jump shot, Chuck. That's three on him. Boy, Anna is digging itself a hole in the personal foul column.
I think they called that on, that was on Dosik.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that is also Dosik's third. He's 15, right?
Yes, Dosik has got three. Foats got two. Schmitz has got three.
Yeah, they're in some foul trouble.
And Platfoot's got a couple? Wow.
And I don't know what's going on, why there's nobody under the basket.
Well, conceivably, a technical foul of some kind has been called against the Anna Rockets. And we're not sure what is going on, but two free throws here. Dylan Cordonier for Rushi. A technical foul that we did not observe. The officials did. One of two free throws made by Dylan Cordonier, the Raiders. It's 21-20 in favor of Anna.
I mean, it looked like a charge unless somebody made a comment. But it would have been a two-shot foul anyway. I'm confused.
Of course, if it's player control, we wouldn't have gone to the stripe.
Right, yeah. I don't know who the T was on.
So it had to be a T because it was player control, and that wouldn't have been free throws. But Rushi did shoot a couple, made one. There's a long three-pointer. Monier way off the mark. It sailed to the right. Loose ball below the rim. Player sprawling. And a possession, tie-up results. in there battling hard on the play with Seth Rowe. He helped trigger the jump, and Anna earns the possession up a point, 21-20, 2:51 to go here in the second quarter. Raiders not shooting free throws very well, Chuck. That's allowed Anna, despite the foul trouble, to lead by a point. 9 for 15. Here comes Anna in backcourt. Benjamin slowly on the dribble. Near side pass goes to Frilling. Frilling looks for Rowe, cutting the basket. Instead, it goes on top to Nathan Osborne. To Benjamin, left side of the floor, behind the arc. He maneuvers, tries a little pick and roll with Osborne. No throw, though. He keeps it. Near side pass to the three-point shooter. Look out. Bombs away. Blackfoot drills it. Woo! What a shot. Mason Blackfoot. Great form. Biggest lead for Anna, 4 points, 24-20. Just over two to play, second quarter. Sherman on the arc for Rushi. Hunter Covey comes out to get it. Raiders rotate the ball to Sam Cook, who's in now, 5'9 senior guard. Airborne, three ball, Dapor way outside. He zeroes in. 1-3 deserves another. 24-23, Anna up one. Frilling, baseline left, pulls up. Good looking J by Frilling. In there from 16. Boy, he averted the defender. Nobody slipped over to help. Frilling said, I'll shoot it.
He squared up and got up off the floor. That was a nice shot.
Here's a fumbled basketball by Rushi. Blackfoot's got a shot at it. Taps it off to Benjamin. Benjamin drives, baseline right. Running Baker. Good! And the Anna Jimmer up. Rockets fans go crazy. Foul called. Benjamin, a field goal plus one. 28-23 in favor of Anna. Rockets
does not even look like the same team we saw against Fort Laramie.
No, and we heard Corey Britton in his postgame comments with NK Telco, Chuck, say he was glad to get Anna in the opener because the next time around, Nate Barhorst's club would be far different. And already, in just a few weeks, it's a different-looking team.
Well, and Joel Cathcart, one of the better scorers,
is out.
Is sitting on the bench with a foot injury.
Benjamin converted the three-point play to make it a six-point game. Anna stretches it to a half dozen, its biggest margin. Minute 21 to go here in the second quarter. Rushi thwarted just a bit now on defense. They try to launch a three. It's Cook. It is no good. Hit the back iron. Long rebound to Benjamin. Two on one. Benjamin keeps it up with the left hand in for two. Wyatt Benjamin, another field goal for the Rockets, who've expanded the lead to 8. 31-23. Minute to go, second quarter. Here is Dylan Cordonier. Sprints right down the middle for the Raiders, and he invites contact. A crease opened up, and he streaked right through the paint all the way to the rim, a teardrop. He was swiped across the arm. Two free throws here for Cordonier with the clock stopped, 57 seconds to go. He makes it. Ball caressed off the front rim, went to the backboard, and down through.
Rushi going to have to pick up the defensive pressure and maybe need to move it down to full court.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. That's where Anna's gained an advantage as this game has progressed. Defensive intensity by Anna higher than Rushi's. Both foul shots made by Dylan Cordonier. Six-point game, Anna in the lead. Here's Frilling. Angles into the middle. Out back to Osborne. High left to Benjamin. Little pick and roll with Osborne. And it's tipped away by Rushi and stolen. Not a good pass for the big man to retrieve. 30 seconds to go in the half. Rushi behind by six with the ball. It's Cook on the right wing. Rotated near side to Sherman. Back to the basket, Cody. Raiders flip it around on the perimeter. And here's an errant pass by Rushi to the lane. No one home but a couple white shirts. Easy interception by Benjamin. And Rushi clearly out of sync here in the second quarter of this game after leading a 1.11-5. 4 seconds left in the half. Benjamin baseline left. Here is Seth Rowe powering to the rim. Blocked on the play by Cohee as the second quarter closes out. Anna would love to have tallied two more before the break. Nonetheless, the Rockets, which trailed by six with a minute to go in the first, lead by six at the halftime. 31-25 once ahead by 8 points very late in that second quarter. at 31-23. Rockets took the fight to the Raiders in the second period, and that was the difference. Outstanding 19-point second quarter turned in by Anna. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses in the region with upgrades, network repair, custom builds, data recovery, remote management, tutoring, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions repairs some mobile devices. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time, 937-538-6948. That's Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a moment. Anna Rockets ahead by 6 over Rushi at the break, 31-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna, where the Rockets boys team leads Rushi 31-25 at the break. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which has been on the web online with us on scoresbroadcast.com for 7 years. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. I know foul problems for Anna, but a very, very good second quarter turned in by the home team.
Well, the foul trouble is really the only place where you can find a problem for the Rockets in the first half. They play with a lot more intensity and excitement. They had a 20-9 rebounding advantage, 9-3 offensively. They turned the ball over 5 times. Rushi turned it over 4. Both teams took care of the basketball. Free throw shooting, Anna 7-9 from the free throw line. Rushi went there 17 times. That's a lot for a half.
Sure.
Made 11 of them. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Jack Daypore with 8. They got 5 from Kearns, 5 from Tebby, 4 from Cordonier, 2 from Sherman, and a free throw from Drew Poling. They scored 12 and 13, 25 for the first half. Anna led in scoring by Wyatt Bensman. That's the best I've seen this young man play.
Yep.
He scored 11, and they got 8 from Flatfoot off the bench, 5 from Frilling, 2 from Dosick, 2 from Smith, a free throw from Osborne. They scored 12 and 19. They lead it 31-25 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, I saw Wyatt and his dad in the stands at a game that we covered after Anna lost its opener on the road to Fort Loramie, and Wyatt was kind of down and out, and I said to him, hey, it's just 1 week. Your team will get so much better, probably very quickly, as this season progresses. And Wyatt Benjamin's been a big reason why so far.
Oh, he's played an outstanding first half. And again, last year, he was more of a set shooter, and he has really improved his game to get the ball to the basket now. He's a tough stop on the offensive end.
And I like the fact that head coach Nathan Barhorst has worked a couple big men into the fray here tonight. Senior Nathan Osborne, sophomore Seth Rowe, They've gotten touches down inside. They, too, will improve.
Yes.
And by the time the season ends, their growth and development will be very critical to Anna's tournament success because the Rockets desperately need some height on the interior.
Well, I would be shocked if I think if you came to a Anna practice, what you would see at least for 10 or 15 minutes every practice is the big guys working on their footwork, working on squaring up, and you're seeing improvement. Osborne at 6'8", if they can turn him into somebody they can put out there, and he's already a pretty good defensive player, if they can get him up to 6-7 points a game, they're going to be a pretty good team.
And the two long-range threes we've seen bombed in by Mason Flatfoot here tonight, we didn't get a glimpse of that from him in the opener against Fort Laramie, but he's a very good shooter. We know now.
Yeah, I can see why he's out there.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to all the staff and associates at Wilson Health. Halftime score, Anna 31, Rushi 25 on scoresbubcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Anna Rockets lead Rushi by 6, 31-25 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so here on Scores Broadcast since our start 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight for Anna, it's sophomore Hannah Shoemaker, daughter of Bill and Sherry, 3.8 GPA. She is a football cheerleader, member of French Club, SAD, track and field performer. How about this, Chuck? Hannah Shoemaker, cheerleader to Anna, takes part in pole vault, the long jump, the 300 hurdles, and the 4x100 meter relay.
That's pretty versatile right there.
And she also performs in Anna musicals. Wow. Undecided about her college choice or major, she is just a sophomore cheerleader, Anna Shoemaker, 3.8 GPA at Anna. For Rushi, we highlight Shay Borchers, sophomore cheerleader, 4.0 GPA, perfect grade point average, daughter of Doug and Beth. She is on the golf team at Rushi, on the academia squad, student council, church youth group, member of the Math Counts Club, maybe University of Dayton for her, undecided about her major. Shea Borcher, sophomore at Rushi, 4-point student, also under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment here tonight. Minute and a half to go before the start of the third quarter. Rockets up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Anna Pep Band strikes up in the background. Boy, it's one of the more rowdy Pep Bands in the Shelby County League, right, Chuck?
They are a good one, and they always practice down here right behind us. And I keep the door open. I like to listen to them.
We have a difficult time concentrating in the hour leading up to the game because we are in a perch on the players and coaches' side of the Anna Gym, but in a back room right behind our little cubbyhole up here about 15 rows up is where the band performs. It's the band room, and we hear the band going at it during the pregame, so we get an idea of what the Pep Band's going to play during the contest. We start the second half with an offensive foul by the Rushi Raiders. The official gave the clearing out mechanics.
Yeah, Kearns started to make a move, and he hooked him with his big hack offside hand.
Hard to believe. Rushi shot 17 free throws in one half, Chuck, and is behind by six. Here is Rowe, top of the circle with the ball for Anna. Throws to Schmitz at the elbow on the left. Dumps it to Frilling on the arc. Now to Platfoot straight away. Near side, Benjamin. Fakes right, goes left. Little pick and roll with Schmitz. Nothing going on. On top to Rowe, outside the arc on the right to Platfoot. Puts it on the deck. Schmitz straight away, thought about the three. Gave it back to Frilling. On him is Daypour. Here's Rowe. Yep, we played 50 seconds, third quarter. Nobody has shot the ball yet. Six-point lead, Anna. Rowe on top. Right side, Frilling. Starts your drive in the corner. This is good for Anna, Chuck, which is nursing foul problems. Here's a drive to the basket by Frilling. It was awkward. He pitched it up off the backboard. Didn't have a chance to go in. Rebounding foul on Anna. Another personal.
Third one on Platfoot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Rockets digging a big-time hole.
We got the Anna students on the other side doing the mannequin.
Six-point lead, Rockets. A minute 10 gone. Third quarter. Far left wing, it's Daypour. Into the post to Kearns. Back to Daypour. Sets up and shoots the three. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound top of the circle. Frilling tried to roll it into a teammate. Rushi picked it off. Then the Raiders make a bad pass. Rowe on the interception. Out to Benjamin. Who wants it? Ball being flipped all around. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy-do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin. Fine game for him tonight. Eight-point lead, Anna. Right in front, Cole Tebby has a seven-footer. Go down. Hit the back rim, front rim, and drop through.
They need to get the ball down to Tebby. He hasn't taken too many shots in this game.
No, we have mentioned his name very few times so far. 2 minutes gone here in the third. On top, Schmitz. Right wing, Benjamin. Anna controlling the ball out front. Whittling time off the clock. 5:50 to go in the third. Anna up six, 33-27. Bouncing the ball, Platfoot hangs on, gives to Schmitz straight away. Tebby on him. Here's a baseline drive to Platfoot. Pulls up 8 feet away. Goes to Schmitz in the paint. Spin around move. 8-footer off the back iron. Loose ball, baseline right, touch by Frilling. And it goes out of bounds.
That's a tough shot that time by Schmitz.
Tubby had a hard time squaring up because of the congestion in the lane. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Rushi behind by six to Anna. Here's Dylan Cordonier straight away to Sherman. Finds an open Kearns down low. Somebody lost him for the Rockets. Kearns was wide open, and he got the easy bucket. Four-point game, Anna in the lead. Here is Frilling straight away to Schmitz. Near wing to Benjamin. Picked up there by Sherman. Benjamin on the deck, foul line through the lane. Gives it on the weave to Platfoot. Right back to Schmitz, baseline right. Rushi gets a piece of it, and it tries to get it back, and the Rockets fumble it away out of bounds. We have seen some ill-advised passes by both clubs in this game. Each team trying to overplay whenever possible and produce the steal. And right now the Raiders have a little momentum with the ball down by four. Once trailing by eight late in the second quarter. 4:49 left in the third. Dylan Cordonier gives to Daypor. Daypor hangs on, rotates it near side to Dylan. Coming out as Kearns. Wants to go down inside to Tebby. Straight away, Dylan Cordonier sizes up a three ball. Missed it hard off the flange. Rebound kicks to Wyatt Bensman. Bensman dances up the floor, top of the circle, elbow on the right, lets it fly short. Rebound Schmitz. Did he go over the back and foul? I think so. Wow. Anna Rockets in a heap of foul difficulty. Coming back in, Osborne. Schmitz sits down. 33-29, Anna up four. Here is Rushi driving hard down the floor. Dylan Cordonier's not stopped. All the way to the rim with the left hand. No good. It rolled off. Anna got the rebound. Deep left corner, Blackfoot. Top of the circle, Osborne. Right wing to Wyatt Bensman. Straight away, Road. Out of filling. Shot fake. Baseline left. Pulls up. Eight-footer. Hit the back rim. Backboard almost went in. Scrap for the rebound. Hook stat from behind by Osborne of Anna.
They're kind of complaining about that, but if it wasn't out for him, it was a foul on him.
Right.
So they're better off with the ball out of bounds.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Four-point lead, Anna. Very low production offensively, third quarter. Neither team able to put the ball in the hole much at all. Rushi with the ball outside the arc on the right. It is Dylan Cordonier. A very errant three-point try. Long rebound, though, right back to Rushi. Cole Tebby maneuvers in the lane. Little half-hook shot right in front. Yes! Cole Tebby goes to work. Two-point game, Anna. 33-31. Rockets in the lead. Here's Wyatt Bensman with the ball 25 feet away. He jacks up the bomb straight on. Bullseye! He's got it! Wyatt Bensman from downtown.
That was big.
Yep, when the Rockets need a lift, Bensman seems to give it to him tonight. Five-point lead, Anna. Here's an outstanding baseline drive all the way to the cup. It's good. Beautiful play by Drew Poling. Rushi counters with two. The lead for Anna back down to three. Nip and tuck battle. It's going to the wire for sure. Bensman dribble drive. Here's off to the right. Straddles the arc. Cross court. It goes to Roan out of Frilling. Back to Roe, 20 feet away, guarded by Kearns. Roe swings a pass to Bensman, right side Frilling. Frilling dropped it, went behind him, got it, found an open man, Roe, down inside. He lays it up with the right hand for two.
Good cut to the basket and a great look by Frilling.
Yep, an excellent slash to the rim by the sophomore Roe of Anna. Five-point lead Rockets. Ball thrown to Tebby down low. Goes opposite, baseline right. Fall away, seven-footer, Poling. He pulled the string on it, rebound Anna. 2:13 to go in the third. It's getting late. Rockets ahead by five. Bensman on the arc, 25 feet away. Almost palmed it. Gave it up to Blackfoot. Foul line, back to the basket. Osborne deals to Blackfoot. He's got a good look from three-point land, but he's way short of the mark.
Didn't get his feet set before he shot that one.
Didn't get his lower body into it. Bad pass, Rushi into the post. Pried away by Anna, then the Raiders in their anxiousness to get the ball back, foul. Anna with a substitution. Coming in for the Rockets, Austin Foote. He's playing with what, three fouls, Chuck?
I think he's got three.
Foote back on the floor for the green and white.
He picked up two real quick.
Well, Rushi's had some inopportune turnovers in this game. The last one was clearly one of them. Anna with an opportunity to stretch the lead out to seven or eight here. Top of the circle, it's Rowe. Whips the pass off into the right corner to Foote. And Foote shuffled his feet right in front of the official. 38-33, Anna in the lead. 7-point quarter for Anna, 8-point quarter for Rushi. Timeout called. 5-point advantage Rockets late in the third on Scores, broadcast.com.
high-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Anna Rackets trying to hold home court here tonight. Go to 3-2 on the year, 2-2 in the Shelby County League. Rushi trying to stay perfect and advance its record to 3-0 in league play, 5-1 overall. Right now the Raiders 4-1. Rushi's got some work to get done, though. The visiting team in blue down to 5. A minute and a half left in the third quarter, 38-33 Rackets. Left side pass for Rushi goes to Poling. Looks for Hunter Covey at the foul line. Can't get it to him. Throws it out near the Rockets logo. Handled there by Dylan Cordonier. Right back to Poling. To Covey cutting to the post. Foul line. Tebby doesn't shoot. Dylan Cordonier catches. Knifes his way into the lane. Poked away by Anna. 2-on-2. Wyatt Desmond twisting, turning in the lane. Can't get it to go, but he's tipped on the wrist. Wyatt Desmond forcing the action for the Anna Rockets. Hey, Wyatt plays a little taller than he really is. He's got good hops in those legs of his, Chuck.
That was a heck of a spin move in the lane that time, and the shot just barely hit the back of a flange.
Exactly. He almost made it. Would have been a plus one. Instead, two free throws, but he cannot connect. First shot didn't have enough push on it. Hit the front rim, went right back to him. Second one, cradles down through the netting. It's in.
Then we're back to a 6, just like it was at halftime.
Uh-huh. An 8-8 third quarter. Dylan Cordonier feeds left corner. Here's Poling. Oh, what a fantastic baseline drive. The Poling of Rushi. He lays it in high off the window, and he's fouled to boot. I tell you, Poling has come in off the bench and been very assertive. He's showed a lot of initiative in this game.
Well, he's done a good job offensively, but he's also come in and he's guarding Flatfoot, who had 8 the first half and he hasn't scored.
You're right, Chuck. Yep, Flatfoot's been shut out. Hasn't even touched the ball much. Drew Poling converts the 3-point chance, and it's 39-36. Anaba 3, 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Osborne out for Anna. Rowe back in. Rowe, Benjamin, Frilling, Foat, and Flatfoot on the floor for the Rockets. Benjamin scurries up over the timeline. Veers off into the corner. Still on the arc. Looks for the cutter, Foat. Goes ahead of the key to Flatfoot. Drives back to Benjamin. Doesn't shoot it. 38 seconds to go in the period. Benjamin roams around the floor. Shoots a jumper right wing. 14-footer, high off the glass, rim, caromed into the hands of a Rocket, foul over the back against Rushi.
I'll tell you what, that was a nice rebound by Rowe, and he did a good job of holding his balance, but he almost traveled.
Superb board by Rowe. It allows Anna another possession here, half minute to go in the third quarter. Rockets up to 3. Flatfoot's got the ball 25 feet away, down to Frilling. Oh, he finds Benjamin cutting toward the rim. Oh, what a dish. Benjamin's excited. He caught the ball, laid it through.
Did a great job of going to the opposite side and used the rim to protect.
Anna up 5. Here's Poling in that baseline drive again. Fades away from 8. No good, but he slapped on the arm. He's got a 2-shotter coming. Drew Poling, trying to ignite the Rushi Raiders, has been a tough man to guard. Hard to defend as Poling been here in the third quarter. That's twice he's come right back down the floor and taken charge offensively for Rushi. 2 foul shots for him. 13.6 to go.
I would make him fix the net because that's just weird looking at that like that when you're a shooter.
Free throw by Poling. It's no good off to the left. And that shot that hit the rim didn't allow the net to drop down. The official does take care of it. 13.6 left, third quarter. 5-point lead, Anna. Second free throw, Drew Poling. 2 dribbles in the air, yes. 41-37, Anna before. You can bet Wyatt Benjamin will control the ball here for the Rockets. He's at the head of the key, left side to Flatfoot. With 6 to go, back to Benjamin, 25 feet away. He's doubled, got to give it up. Flatfoot's got it, he's doubled. His pass toward the middle of the floor deflected.
Good defense by Rushi. It came out in a 2-3, and I think that threw Anna off. They weren't expecting that. A clever job by head coach Spencer Cordonier against Anna on the Rockets' last offensive set of the third quarter. 8 minutes left in this game. 4-point lead Rockets, 41-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 8 minutes to go. Anna's got the ball at midcourt. We start the fourth quarter. Rockets over the Raiders by four. Here's Foat with a very poor, careless cross-court pass. Might have been touched. Rushi got a piece of it, and the Raiders pick it off. Here's Poling again with that patented baseline drive of his. He shut off. He tries to reverse it. No, left it short, and Anna got the board. Added to Frilling in the right corner. Frilling on the dribble. Team foul situation four each way. Oh, here's Foat shaking loose, cutting toward the rim. Ball dumped to him by Frilling. Rushi out of nowhere blocks the shot by Foat. Who got a piece of that, Judd?
That was Dayport. He did a nice job of just coming right down the lane.
We played a half-minute fourth quarter. 41-37, Anna Frilling lobs into row, 20 feet away. He goes baseline, dribbles between the legs. Dangerous cross-court pass to Flatfoot. Flatfoot with a line drive, three ball, short, no good. Rim backboard, came away to Rushi. Rushi can cut it to one or two. Pass to the post. Deflected by Anna. Loose. Raiders get it. Scattered four. Poling right corner. Baseline drive. Defended well by Rowe at the rim. Shot short. Rebound Rockets. Neither team able to cash in here at the start of the fourth quarter. Both teams playing very good defense in the paint in the second half. On the arc, it's Benzman with the ball for Anna.
It's imperative, I think, for Anna to keep the lead. I don't think they can fall behind and still win this game.
Good point. Errant pass, a bad one. Flatfoot tried to hit a player, Dosa, cutting through the lane. Rushi made the intercept. Down to Poling. Near side to Dayport. Foul line to Kearns. Kearns at the high post, guarded there by Rowe. Outside the arc and left to Poling. Tries to go high-low for Tebby. And it's a wild one. Tebby can't secure it. It's up above his head. Good defense by Anna, which tied up Tebby. But both teams trying to force things here, Chuck, in the first couple minutes of the fourth quarter that simply are not open. And because of the defenses by both teams down inside the foul line here in the second half, the club that makes an extra jump shot or two may pull this one out of the fire. Long cross-court pass by Anna, which leads by four. Just over six to play in the fourth quarter. Deep left corner, three ball by Flatfoot. Way off, hit the top of the backboard, and came down into the hands of Dosek in the lane, and he tried to push it back toward the rim. Was clobbered. He's got two free throws. Wow, Anna lucked out in that sequence.
Well, Rushi's playing a 1-3-1 now after when they could set it up. You got to take the ball into the seams and make them play defense, and then right. You should be able to throw. And diagonal passes work well against a 1-3-1.
Well, Dosek does not connect on the foul shot. It's too long. Second one by him on the way, all net. 42-37, Anna up five. We near the six-minute mark, fourth quarter. Dylan Cordonier, elbow on the right to Tebby. Tebby around Dosek, who might have stuck out the knee. I think he did. Foul on Anna, common personal.
Five team fouls each way. Rushi ball, baseline left of the goal. Cordonier will trigger. 6:06 to go in the game. Schmitz back in for Anna. Schmitz, Blackfoot, Densman, Rowe, and Frilling. Cordonier, Tebby, Sherman, Hunter, Cohey, and Daypour for Rushi. Baseline left corner. Hemmed in, Tebby gets it out of trouble on the play to Monier, who had come in during that break. And away from the ball, Chuck, we've got an offensive foul on the Raiders.
Yeah, Tebby trying to get himself some space, and he backed Schmitz out. It was a correct call.
Yeah, Rushi set that up as an out-of-bounds play. Tebby was trying to create freedom inside, but he was a bit too aggressive. Called by the referee, and Anna's got possession ahead by five with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Wyatt Benzman to Frilling, high left. Deep left corner, Benzman thought about the three. Rushi is in a zone at the moment.
It's a 1-3-1, but now they've really dropped down on the opposite wing.
They double Benzman every now and then, trying to pinch him, forcing Wyatt to give the ball up. It's lobbed across the lane to Frilling. There's a high pass, airmailed down inside for Rowe. It simply was not there.
Well, that's what's open. He just threw the ball way too high.
5:22 left in this game. Boy, cat and mouse contest here in the fourth period. Far left wing, it is Monier to Cohey. Right side, Daypour. Daypour hurls a three ball, deflected by Anna. It came up way shy of the mark, and the Rockets come down with it. Up ahead to Frilling. We played 3 minutes in the fourth. Anna still up five. Cross-court pass to Benzman. Hurdles it back to Frilling. Shot fake. Foul line J from 15. Around and out. It was pretty flat. Oh, look at that hustle. Rebound by Schmidt. Savannah. Out back it goes to Benzman. And the Rockets reset with 4:40 left to go in the fourth. 42-37 Anna. Frilling. Ball high overhead. Picked up by Dylan Cordonier. Center circle. Rockets logo. Benzman's got it. On a weave, Benzman keeps. Baseline left, doesn't shoot. 16 fouls on Rushi. Anna would be in the bonus on the next Raider personal. Outside the arc on the right at Schmitz. Back to Benzman straight away. Thought about jacking up the three. Down inside to Frilling on the block. Power move, Nathan Frilling. Good for two.
What a good look by Benzman that time.
Boy, Benzman has made some great dishes. He's been assist-making beautifully in this game. 4 minutes to go. 7-point lead, Anna. Hunter Cohey ducks under. Little dipsy-doo move in the lane. He eluded the defender. Couldn't get it to fall. But he's pounded on the arm. And Hunter Cohey's got two at the stripe for Rushi, which is down to seven. Half the fourth quarter's gone by.
We can do the Rockets. Clancy's player of the game now if you'd like, or we can wait till the end.
Well, Benjamin's all-around play has been terrific for Anna. Free throw by Hunter Cohey is in. He drilled it. 44-38 in favor of Anna. Scoreboard slow and registering the point. Second free throw here for Cohey, Cordonier, Sherman, Kearns, Daypour on the floor for Rushi. Foul shot by Cohey off to the right. Clangs against the iron. And it's tipped out on the plate of Benzman. Benzman strolls down the floor right in front of head coach Nathan Burrows, who signals for a full timeout. Oh, it's crunch time now. 3:55 to go. Anna up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruckin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Ruckin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Ruckin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Ruckin's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Ruckin's in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Ruckins-USA.com. That's Ruckins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
It is Anna's possession with 3:55 to go in the fourth. Rushi's last trip to the foul line, Hunter Cohey, he made one of two. Scoreboard was late in registering the point. It was the 38th for the Raiders. I mistakenly said before that last break it was a seven-point game. It's six. 44-38. Anna up by half dozen. Rockets had the ball thrilling in the right corner to Schmitz. Lobbed way out back to Benjamin. And let's see. Anna's going to continue to milk it.
Well, they're playing the 1-3-1, and after they attack once and throw it back out, they switch into the man. I'm not sure that Anna's attacked that 1-3-1 very well yet. I'm not sure why they're getting out of it.
Blackfoot, foul line, gives to Benjamin. High left, across the top of the key to Blackfoot. Dangerous throw. He starts to drive, pulls up a running one-hander. Nine-footer. Bingo! He's got it. What a play, but Blackfoot. And Anna's up eight. That matches the Rockets' biggest lead, 46-38. Rushi in trouble. 3:03 to go in the game. Here's Daypour lobbing baseline left to Kearns, and it's punched away. Good defense. Thrilling, and Rowe fought the ball free from Kearns, and the Rockets have the takeaway. Dribbling up the floor is Benjamin on the arc to Blackfoot. Rockets are in the bonus. Ball zipped near side of the floor to Rowe. Chased it down, gave it to Benjamin, and Rowe and Benjamin are clamped near midcourt. Head coach Nathan Barhorst gets another timeout. Rockets nurse this lead. It's up to eight. 2:46 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. I was in there earlier. It was jam-packed, doing quite a business. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, some nice hot vegetable soup tonight would be pretty good there.
You can have your vegetable. I'll go for chili.
Okay.
Next time we'll swap. 2:46 to go in this game. Anna's up by eight. That matches the widest margin the Rockets have had. Ball thrown down in the right corner to Blackfoot. Look out. Long three ball. It is no good off the back iron. The roof would have come off this place had that one gone down. Here's a long throw by Rushi down the floor to Tebby. Tebby catches the 60-foot throw like a wide receiver sprinting toward the basket, and Anna fouled him over the shoulder. Two free throws for Tebby. Well, like the Raiders, after that miss on the three-point shot by Blackfoot, Rushi got it down the court right now in the bat of an eye. Tebby's got two foul shots. First one is short. It crawled over the front rim and went in to make it 46-39. It looked like it was going to be way short from up here, Chuck.
Shoots my theory. The ball has to be higher than the rim to go in.
Second one, Cole Tebby. That one is definitely short. That one didn't inch over the front iron. Benjamin yanked down the rebound. 2:25 to go in the game. Anna leads by seven. 46-39. Benjamin wants a foul call from the referee. He's dribbling in the corner. He's double-teamed. He coughed up the basketball. Rushi didn't touch it. It's off Benjamin last, and the Raiders have possession.
He got to be stronger than that. I mean, you're going to take a little contact, and if you don't get the whistle, you've got to be strong with the basketball.
Agreed. 2:12 to go in the game. Rushi behind the seven. Daypour sizes up a three. Front rim, backboard won't go down. Cole Tebby on the glass. Missed it. Step for the rebound. Schmitz comes away with it for Anna. Outlet to Benjamin. Two on two. All the way to the rack. Wyatt Benjamin suspends himself and lays it in. Oh, what a play by Benjamin. He's had a terrific game here tonight. 9-point lead, Rockets. A minute 48 to go. Well, Daypour came close to sinking that last three. What a difference that would have made had it gone. Rushi needs a long tray right here. Sherman on the arc. Coming out to catch Poling. Here's Cordonier in the head of the key. Foul line. Fires a pass down low on the right to Tebby. Tebby around his man. Schmidt's got a piece of it from behind. Tebby goes right back up strong and puts it through. Time out by the Raiders, who are down by seven. A minute 27 to go. And we're back in a jiffy on scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, the key to this second half has been the fact that Anna has not fouled Rushi nearly as much as the Rockets did in the first half. Raiders with 17 free throw attempts in the first two quarters. Anna has not put them on the line nearly as much in the final two periods.
Yeah, they've only gone to the free throw line seven times in the second half.
Here is Ann in backcourt. Benjamin is hemmed in. Gets it to Frilling, who slings it up to Schmitz. Three-on-one break. It goes to Platfoot in the corner. He doesn't drive. Instead, he hits the trailer. Benjamin. Here's a wraparound hooking foul committed by the Rushi Raiders. It goes against Cole Tebbing.
That was a good decision by Platfoot that time. He could have gone to the basket with it. No need to. The clock is what you need, not points.
Yeah, he hit a clunker of a three a couple minutes ago.
And I didn't mind the three because it was an open look, but it would have been nice if he would have made it if you're a Rocket fan.
Uh-oh, Wyatt Benjamin in and out on the 1-on-1 free throw. The rebound by Rowe. Oh, what a play by him for Anna. Flips it back out of the arc to Frilling. Frilling juggled, got it back, knocked away to Rushi. Frilling got it back again. Tenacious play by Anna, especially over the last 2.5 quarters or so, has spelled the difference in this game. Anna simply taken the fight to Rushi most of this game.
I for this team that we saw a couple of weeks ago, I don't think we look like the same team.
No, what a sharp contrast. Great performance by Anna tonight. Big difference in the Rockets. Night and day difference between that opener against Fort Loramie. Redskins beat the Rockets 54-29. And here we are just a few weeks later, and the Anna Rockets, after one make and one miss by Benjamin, lead Rushi by 8 points, a minute to go in the game. Dylan Cordonier, high left, 25-foot three ball by Dylan. It swirls around and comes off, no good. Almost went down, Rushi got the board. Baseline right pulling, fadeaway 10-footer, it's short. Oh, look at Rowe go to work down inside. A Raider hit the floor. Very incidental contact as Rowe went up mighty strong with his arms and elbows, and a Rushi Raider went down on his back right now. 49-41, Rockets lead. Momentary delay in this game. 47.7 to go in the fourth. Gives us an opportunity to let you know the many businesses and organizations which have supported us over 11 years and here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot the in-between, just out the Botkins where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sidney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sidney Car Care, South 4th in Sidney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. 492-9495 for Sidney Car Care. Big shout-outs to these Rushi game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And from Anna Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers, Inc. Situation is this, 47.7 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna leads Rushi 49-41. A Rushi player caught what seemed to be, Chuck, an inadvertent elbow. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, it's called Tebby, and he definitely, they're working on his chin and around that area. Looks like he's got a cut down here. They got the gloves on, and a doctor, I'm assuming a doctor, but came out of the stands, and he's kind of taken over. Yeah, there was nothing blatant about it. Roe turned. I think Tebby had him by the arm because the foul's going to be on him. Now you talk about insult to injury. But, I think he's going to be okay. He might need some stitches, but.
Totally inadvertent. And it's one of those situations, though, Chuck, where if it were the college game or pro game, you might go to the video replay to see what did in fact happen.
Right. Well, they can come up here, but I can't tell.
Well, we certainly hope that Cole is just fine. It has been a physical game around the basket. A lot of deflections, altered shots, some blocks, and numerous steals. And one thing about Shelby County League boys and girls basketball, Chuck, the players leave it all out on the floor. There is no lack of effort. Big-time commitment always. Very rarely do the coaches have to instill that. These players love the game so much and compete so hard in Shelby County League basketball. Cole Tebby still being tended to. Anna up by 8, and as Chuck noted, will likely be shooting free throws. 1-1 situation down to her left. That was the 9th team foul on Rushi. And Cole is up on his feet. And so is the entire crowd here at Anna. All the Rockets fans, all the Raiders fans on their feet. And the bleeding to the chin or lip of Cole Tebby has been stopped. And he enters the huddle. Yeah, it's on the chin, is it not, Chuck?
Yeah, it's definitely on the chin, a little bit below. I'm sure they put a butterfly bandage on it. And Roe came down, told him, sorry.
Well, at the free throw line for Anna, shooting the 1-1 all by himself with no players on the sides of the lane, is Anna's Seth Roe, the sophomore. He doesn't earn the bonus because he shoots the foul shot too hard. And we'll go down to the end of the court where Anna will get the ball out of bounds. No, we have seen a double foul called, apparently, because Rushi's going to shoot.
Well, it couldn't have been a double foul, or Roe would have had to shoot two.
You're right. And
so they must have called it a flagrant foul.
It was, yes, it was deemed a flagrant foul because Roe had the 1-1, and now Daypour does shoot the technical fouls, flagrant call against Anna, and Daypour makes both, and it's a 6-point game. Daypour squishes each free throw. Rushi's within 6. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Dylan Cordonier with the left hand, and it trickled off. Oh, would that have made a difference? Rebound down to Anna. Schmitz got the board. 39.5 to go. Anna in the lead by 6. Well, to recap, it was judged to be a flagrant foul by the officials, although we didn't detect those mechanics by the referees at the time of the call. We knew that Tebby had been charged with a foul. Anna missed the 1-1. Dayport made the two techs. Dylan Cordonier almost made a hard driving layup to cut it to four. Anna's at the stripe with the double bonus now. And Schmitz misfires. It's too hard. Anna's lead still at just six. 39.5 to go. Anna trying to widen the advantage at the stripe. That one is no good. Rebound down to Poling. Rushi still alive. Out ahead to Cordonier. Rushi trails by six. Long three ball in the air. Monier in and out. No good. Rebound Dylan Cordonier. Feeds Poling on the post. And he is walloped on the arm. He's whacked hard. Two free throws for Poling. 29.1 to go. Still life for Rushi. Anna unable to deliver the knockout punch at the charity stripe.
Surprisingly, I mean, Rusey's only got one basket here in the fourth quarter, and they're still only down six.
And Poling buries the free throw. 49-44, Anna ahead by five. 29.1 left. On the floor for Rushi, it's Dylan Cordonier, Monier, Daypour, Hunter Kohi, and at the stripe, Poling. Now substitution for Rushi. A designated fouler has entered the game. Deion Putoff, 5'11 junior guard, and no doubt he'll commit the personal once Anna gets the ball. Second shot, Poling on the way. Clangs off the iron. Easy rebound, Benzman went high, and there's the foul for Putoff. Anna ahead by five, 27.8 to go in the game. And Benzman is at the line for the Rockets. He'll have the double bonus.
He's only 3-for-6.
So much pressure at the stripe late in these games. Chuck, it's so difficult for us up here in the crow's nest to identify with all that pressure that these players feel when they're isolated by themselves at the free throw line late in games with the contest virtually right on the line. But Benzman is equal to the task here. He makes it. Second shot coming up. The lead is 6 for Anna, 50-44, with 27.8 to go. Boy, these last ticks off the clock are coming by so slowly, especially for the home team. Benzman's got them both. And the lead is swollen back out to 7, 51-44. Rushi behind, quickly in the forecourt. It's Daypour. Shot fake on the arc. Leans in to try a three. Drew contact. Shot no good off to the right, but Benzman got him on the arm. Clock stops. 21.7 to go. Heady move by Jack Daypour as he pulled up, stopped on a dime, high right. Was still dribbling, bouncing one more. Let a defensive player fly by. Leaned into him a little bit. Triggered the shot. Three free throws. The first one, though, no good. Second one, Daypour. On its way. It lipped the rim. He missed it. 0-for-2 this trip for Daypour. And Anna's up 7, 51-44, 21.7 to go. If Rushi had any chance, Chuck, Daypour had to hit three straight right here.
Yep.
Daypour's third one. It's no good. Way too hard. Might have tried to miss that one intentionally. Rebound down to Wyatt Benzman. Boy, he's been Mr. Everywhere in this game tonight for the White Shirts.
Yeah, he's been terrific.
Daypour 0-for-3 at the stripe. Neither team shooting fouls well down the stretch. And with 19.8 to go and up 7, Wyatt Benzman has got the double bonus. And it's good. 52-44 in favor of Anna. Anna has not been up by 9 in this game. Chance to go ahead by 9 right here. There it is. 53-44 Rockets. Here comes Rushi to midcourt. 17 seconds to go. Dylan Cordonier feeds Monier. He airs out a long three ball. Missed it hard. Rebound 25-footer. Open player Daypour. Swish with 7.6 to go. 53-47 Anna up 6. Rushi needs a steal, a made three, another steal, another made three.
They would like to have those three free throws back that they just missed, because it would be a three-point game right now.
Wouldn't they love to have them back? You're so right, Chuck. Good point. Yep, Daypour made all three at the stripe a moment ago. it would be a 53-50 game, and it would be anybody's game. Rushi would definitely have a good shot at getting the game tied. But now the Raiders need Anna turnovers, perhaps at least a couple of them. 6-point game in favor of the Anna Rockets with 7.6 to go.
Well, they have to force somebody besides Benzman to receive the ball on the inbounds pass,
right?
Or they're giving up two more points.
Mm-hmm. Like to let our listeners know, we've got the Versailles girls, the unbeaten Lady Tigers, at Fort Loramie tomorrow. Game time is 2:30. On the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night, we are at New Bremen. Tip off 7:30 on the web online at 7:10. Fort Loramie boys at New Bremen tomorrow night. Ball inbounded to Wyatt Benzman. A couple seconds tick off. He's fouled 80 feet from the basket. He'll shoot the double bonus. How many points on the evening for Wyatt Benzman, Chuck? He's had a ton.
26.
Woo! He's had a bundle of free throws here in the fourth quarter. Wow. Wyatt Benjamin chose the stripe, and cool as a cucumber sinks yet another. He's got 27 this evening.
Well, he started out 1 of 3 in this quarter, and now he's made 6 in a row.
And Benjamin shows emotion as he drops in another foul shot. Here's a long three-pointer to Daypour. Oh, left side of the floor. It is no good, and the ball game ends. The Anna Rockets have turned back the Rushi Raiders. 55-47 here at the Anna Gym tonight. Rockets took the lead early on in the second quarter of play, trailing 11-5 late in the first. Got the lead at 14-12, breaking a 12-12 tie at the end of one. And the Anna Rockets were never headed thereafter, winning this game by 8, 55-47. Anna played much more carefully in the second half in terms of fouling, not sending the Raiders to the stripe nearly as often as Rushi shot free throws in the first two quarters. Anna worked time off the clock, too, in that second half, each trip down the floor, going up against a Rushi zone at times. And thanks to 28 from Wyatt Benjamin, and outstanding floor play from everybody else. And I tell you what, Nathan Osborne and Seth Rowe did their job inside. May not show up in the scoring column, but they battled. They had a few more inches than the tallest Rushi players. And that height advantage paid off for Nathan Barhorse Club here tonight. We'll see Seth Rowe and Nathan Osborne more and more as the season progresses. Keep in mind, Anna was without Joel Cathcart tonight, nursing a foot injury. But Anna has shown great improvement already in the first several games of this season, defeating Rushi here tonight at the Anna Gym. Anna Rockets, thanks to the victory, advanced to 2-2 in the Shelby County League, 3-2 overall. The Rushi Raiders, 2-1 now in league play. Chuck, I'm not sure if my notes are right on that. I'll have to double-check it. Rushi now 4-2 overall. I find it hard to believe that, that's right, Rushi 2-1, Anna 2-2. Anna's played one more game than Rushi in the Shelby County League. That is correct. Fort Loramie in the lead in the league race, 3-0. And if the Fort Loramie Redskins, well, they're idle tonight, so they are now the lone unbeaten team in the Shelby County League, sitting atop the standings at 3-0, Rushi in second at 2-1.
We thought the league was going to be wide open this year, and this was kind of a shocker. Yep. There's going to be some people that see this score in the league, and they're going to be surprised.
Yep. Jackson Center, of course, has just the one loss in league play to Rushi on the road at the Rushi Gym in a game that we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna did not give a real good account of itself in the Rockets opener at Fort Loramie, and no shame in that. It's a young Anna team, first game on the road, Redskins with experience back, clobbered Anna 54-29, but Anna has really responded since. The progress with a capital P, Chuck, in just a couple weeks' time.
It doesn't look like the same team. I was very impressed.
Well, Chuck, let's take a look at the scorebook, and the Clancy's Award winner jumps right up off the page in a hurry.
When we go to the Anna side, it absolutely does. Wyatt Bensman with 28. Then they drop down to 10 from Platfoot. He had 8 in the first half. He really helped him push the lead out and kept him in the game in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got 7 from Nathan Frilling. On the other side, 13 for Jack Dayport, 12 for Cole Tebby. Rushi missed 13 free throws, 18 of 31.
Wow.
And Anna was 16 of 25. The person they didn't want to send there, though, was Bensman, who drilled him down the stretch. He made 6 in a row to end the game. Rebounding, 36-22 advantage to Anna. That's huge. 13-9 rebounding offensive rebounding advantage. Clancy's players of the game, obviously on the Anna side, is going to go to Wyatt Bensman. And on the other side, it was kind of a toss-up. I'm going to go with Cole Tebby. He had 12. Dayport had 13. Tebby got the stitches in the chin, so that gave him the advantage to get the Clancy's player of the game. The kid's he's a tough, tough player, and it would have been nice to see him, you know, maybe get the ball a little bit more. But those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
And we sure hope Cole Tebby is just fine in short order and returns to the floor very quickly for Rushi and head coach Spencer Cordonier. Raiders, poor jump shooting and not very good from behind the arc tonight. I think only, one player made a 3-ball all evening?
Yeah, Dayport had 3 of them. The last game we did, there was 15, so that's not that many. And on the other side, actually, Anna didn't shoot a lot, but they made 3 also, 2 from Platfoot, and then Bensman hit 1 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Raiders shooting was off. Anna played very good ball defensively over the last 2.5 quarters or so and win it thanks to Benjamin's 28. Benjamin is a Clancy's Award winner for the Anna Rockets, and Jack Dayport gets the honors.
Cole Tebby.
Cole Tebby gets the honors for the Rushi Raiders. It is Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, Rushi now 2-1 in Shelby County League play, 4-2 overall. Anna 2-2 in the league, 3-2 overall. Anna's most recent game against Jackson Center, Chuck, a sign of what was to come. That was a close 5-point loss by Anna on the road at Jackson Center. Rockets led fairly late by a point in that contest before falling. Brady Wildermuth pumped in 20. But that was a signal. Jackson Center was starting to, or I should say Anna was starting to come around. And we saw the results of strides forward here tonight. A sterling effort turned in by the Rockets at home to beat Rushi in the Shelby County League standings. Topsy-turvy, Fort Loramie, the only unbeaten. Until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10, Jack Kramer saying so long to you from Anna. For Rhett Gish, our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer telling you once more the final score here tonight. The Anna Rockets defeat the Rushi Raiders 55-47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.